I'm Jeff Cook.
And I'm TJ Wilson.
And this is Around the Circle.
I'm walking slowly. I'm taking my time. All I could talk in is starting to rhyme. I'm letting go, lonely, letting go of strife. I just can't get enough of this beautiful life.
The Enneagram is a map of the human personality. It's a tool for navigating relationships. It creates language for what motivates us and helps us look at the way we look at everything else. Most importantly, the Enneagram's a mirror because sometimes you need help seeing yourself. My name is Jeff Cook. I'm a philosopher in Greeley, Colorado. And with me is TJ Wilson, businessman, lover of theology, and Enneagram ninja.
Hello.
My man.
Hey, hey.
Third of our topics is reference points. So stance, again, this is how you get what you want. And stance divides into orientation and time, repressed centers. And I think reference points is real healthy or helpful here. Mm-hmm. And so withdrawn types have an internal reference point. Reactive types have an external reference point. And assertive types have an independent reference point. And let's start with the first, that last one.
Great.
Talk about 3, 7s, and 8s being independent.
So we've talked about how 3, 7s, and 8s are least in touch with the feeling center. We've talked about how they're focused on the future. They are typically like not necessarily task oriented, but they are much more likely to be pushing toward something that they're aiming at. And with sevens, there's always some new activity that they're planning for. The eights, there's things that we can do right now to get ourselves feeling good. Like there's tasks to be accomplished. And threes, like winning the acclaim is constantly about behaving excellently and like winning all of the things that are coming. Like that future focus is so much a part of this. And in order to be able to decide what's important, you have to stand independent. You can't be moved by things that are happening around you if you're aiming toward the future.
Yeah, pairing this with their intelligence center can be helpful here. Sevens are independent mm-hmm. thinkers, and what they're aiming at joy. They're aiming at the next big thing. But that is from a vantage point that's elevated away, as it were.
If there is a concert that is going to be more fun, they may not come to your birthday party.
Yeah. They can extract themselves from all the constraints.
And it's not about you. It's not that they don't like you. It's that they don't care about how their behavior affects you.
Right. Yeah. And so they're thinking independently about what would be most joyful.
Right.
That doesn't mean they necessarily always act on that, I assume.
Right.
But that would be I suppose that's the temptation at hand for sure.
Right. If it is actually better for them to endure the birthday party instead of the concert, knowing what hardship might face them in the future.
Yeah.
I'll do the party rather than be stuck with my mom really mad at me because I missed her birthday party in order to go see a concert.
Sure.
There again, it's not about pleasing the mom in that scenario.
Right.
It's about preventing the future suffering of myself by pleasing the mom.
This is where the tool of charm coming in can mm-hmm. be quite helpful. Is if you can charm your way out of this.
Yeah.
You both alleviate, you know, the hurt feelings. And it's like, baby, I really would like to go to a third baby shower. However, I got these tickets
mm-hmm.
and whatever the charming joke insert here, such that somehow I grab the tickets in my shoes and I'm out the door and not enduring this third baby shower. By the way, baby showers, these need to stop. They're the worst. It's like hell is filled with baby showers and Christian music. Thank you.
I don't mind baby showers, but I don't really want to go to them typically because they're usually for the mother and I'm just not interested.
And it's you and the dad in the back going, so how's it going, Charlie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, gender reveal parties. That's something that I'd be fine with, just cutting this whole section out of human history.
Never been to one of these. I saw a big fire started by one of them, but that's the only
one or
thing
two
I know.
Or three or some.
I don't get invited apparently.
Anyway,
eights in the same way are independent doers.
Yeah.
And again, the ability to stand apart from what's going on to ensure that they get the agency they want first.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes that doing that can be with other people. That can be motivating, leading, and pushing things forward, often with a small set of people, their circle of trust, and those who they can, I suppose, orchestrate. But that's still very independent in their doing. Nobody's telling the eight what to do.
And even if you do, they're probably still going to do it their own way anyway.
That's what it is.
Because they already know how to do it the right way for them. So
I am wise beyond my years about how to navigate the college system. And my oldest will not have any of it.
Absolutely not.
I have pitched at least 20 different great paths for them to mm-hmm. achieve the ends that they themselves
yeah.
desire deeply.
Sure.
Not taking one word of that advice.
It just doesn't matter because they are completely confident in their way of seeing things.
In their mind, they're going to rob a bank, then become a night janitor at a Safeway, and then rise to their political career, and then finally go to college.
But it's going to work, and they did it their way.
Independent doing.
Yep.
Aimed at establishing personal oversight first and achieving the things they want to achieve in the way that they want to achieve them.
And because everyone else is probably going to screw this up anyway, because I can't trust anyone else.
Yeah.
Then, why would I go along with someone else's vision for this when I'm the one who's going to do the work? So,
yep.
I'll just do it.
And this is the stance. It's, again, mm-hmm. this is the tool for getting what you want.
Right.
So the eight is independently doing. That's their tool.
Right.
The seven is independently thinking. That's their tool.
Right.
I don't know what to say here about threes. Help me. Are they independent feelers or are they independent doers based on their processing center?
I think technically they would be independent feelers, but we get into a tricky place. We'll deal with this with six and nine as well, because their independence is you can't influence their feeling. You can't change their feeling. You can't.
That's what it is.
Yeah. The way that they encounter and use and or encounter and interpret and use feelings in their world is entirely inside themselves.
Yeah.
And they I mentioned performing emotions earlier, and this is their actual emotions may not be the emotions that they're showcasing because they are keeping that to themselves. The independence there is about the sort of keeping it on to themselves to let and letting other people see what they think that the other people need to see.
Yeah.
Even the showing of emotions is not necessarily based on external forces. It's based on what the three themselves think that other people want to see.
Now I'm reminded of our conversation with Joey.
Yeah.
And as we've said in the past, threes are going to take in the world through their heart center, but not engage through their heart center.
Right.
But the independent feeling will occur in that moment when they take in the world
mm-hmm.
through their heart. And then perhaps even, take it in and put it in that closet over there. That's just fine. But I think your language there is right. It's they know how they feel, and you're not going to affect
right
how they feel about the thing.
Or more importantly, they don't want to deal with how they feel, and it's being yes. put on a shelf here, and you're not going to change that. They have yep. to do.
Yeah. Real interesting thing that I've saw in my beloved wife's life here is, and TJ will be familiar with this, we had a church of 80 to 100 and some odd people, and at COVID everybody left,
right?
And I was ready to call it quits. I had done that work for 15 years, so it's this is a great time probably just to say we did some great work. Mm-hmm. And I was fried and all the things. Kelly alone decided, I feel like this should go forward, and I have the abilities to make this happen.
Yeah.
And as was said, just there wasn't a lot of moving her off that point.
Right. And it was so, another part of this independence is it was so certain. It was her feeling about this was so crystal and certain
yeah.
to her that it's not that. Not that we couldn't have convinced her otherwise. It's that she was so confirm that she had already started planning what Atlas would look like when we were coming together to decide if we should have Atlas.
Right.
Like that she decided something because of how she felt, and it was done. It was a done deal at that point.
Good example of that. Independent feeling, but it's still aimed at winning affirmation from others.
Right.
And so to your point, like once you feel that and that's where you're at, you are going to strategize of how you make this thing mm-hmm. praiseworthy.
Yep. Absolutely.
Those are the independent types, the assertive types. Let's move to ones, twos, and sixes who are the external processors here. Their reference is external. We've talked about this in the past, that they're earning what they want. Mm-hmm. And,
yep.
you know, so much of the energy then is that reactive, responsive kind of energy.
Right.
So with starting with sixes, they are reactive thinkers. I suppose that goes alongside a lot of what we just said with their thinking repression.
Mm-hmm.
But spell out that for sixes, the external thinking.
Yeah, this external thinking is like needing to get other people to help you sort things, needing to get an external response to how you're thinking about stuff, but it's also reactive to what's happening outside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so like the thinking, the planning, the fears are coming from an external place. And it's like it's like wherever you turn, you see something that is a potential danger. And you have to respond to that. You have to potentially move toward that thing in order to address it. And it's not necessary that like you are able to recognize, oh, that's a thing that's never going to affect me. I can just move away from it now. No, you see something and it has to be fixed. That's part of the present focus as well. So the external focus means you're always looking for stuff that's outside of you, and this is what you're trying to address. Responding externally is just how these types move in the world. And sixes in particular, the fears are things that are coming. It's always a response to an external stimulus and prepping for whatever's happening outside of me.
And yeah, that's why the big motive for sixes is, you know, the fidelity of others. Is mm-hmm. You know, if you can earn the fidelity of others, it will alleviate, you know, so many of the problems.
Right.
Experience there because of the external thinking.
And realistically, if you know someone that you don't know their type, but you do know that they have to talk all of their things out loud, all of their thoughts have to be out loud, there's a good chance that they're a one, two, or a six.
Mm-hmm.
Like figuring that out about a lot of the people that I know is like, oh, this person, oh, that's why they're always saying all of the details about everything they're thinking.
As I'm looking at this list, external works here. It's mm-hmm. the reactive is what really gives the coloring what I need to understand it. It's that they're reacting to in their thought life. Or with twos, maybe twos are the easiest to see here. They're reactive feelers because they're in the heart triad. So that's external feeling. They're not feeling mm-hmm. their own feelings necessarily. They're trying to feel your feelings
right.
and react to them.
And the response is always based on what they think you're feeling and trying to help resolve a move like that. Like if you're going through grief, they're going to do things to take care of you that are about how you are going to fail to take care of yourself in the midst of your grief. And like that movement for twos, like they want to take care of people in the unseen, subjective kind of ways. Twos are often very good gift givers because they have an understanding of what other people actually need. And when they're like good and healthy, their response to that external feeling means that they're placing themselves into something that other people aren't necessarily communicating out loud.
Mm.
You know? So like it's a response to their understanding, which is in the feeling center, about other people.
Yeah. All of that is aimed at getting affection, you know,
right.
feeling
right.
wanted. by the person in front of them.
If I take care of this person in their emotional space, then they will take care of me the next time I have need in an emotional space.
So again, just notice the tool is the external feeling, the reactive feeling. The motive is what the tool is trying to grab hold of.
Right.
For ones, it's reactive doing or external doing.
Mm-hmm.
This may be a strange way to phrase it, because a lot of ones doing actually is in self-improvement, but that's still a reaction. It's a reaction to their experience of their own body at that level.
Yeah. And I think that's a good place to remind us that like action and intuition are bound together. And so it's not just about physical behavior out in the world. Like it's not just about the world, but it's also about my own sense of myself in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always, it's an external response to my sense of how I am fitting in my life.
That's a good way to put that.
And if that means that there are light bulbs that need to be changed, then they need to be changed, because that is part of how I feel in the world. If the bathroom needs to be cleaned, then it needs to be cleaned so that I can feel good in the world. And if this person is spouting moral untruths and leading a lot of people down the wrong path, then I need to speak out against that person because I don't feel right in the world when that person exists and is doing this damage. Like it spreads all out, but it starts from that intuitional center.
Yeah. I think you're weaving in that their motive there is some sort of improvement that's going to make them feel comfortable.
Right.
So even an idealistic response to, you know, some horrid tyrant, at the end of the day, it's being done because it makes them feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Bang. Withdrawn types. So these are going to be internally focused. A little bit easier to see here, I think. So fives are going to be internal thinkers, and we can see this. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We've already talked about like spending their energy on gathering resources and gathering information and like learning all of the dance steps before you go out and dance. The reference is like, do I have enough information? Do I have enough resources to be prepared for all of the things that might happen to me out there? But it's internally focused on what I already have, what I've been able to gather.
That's it. That withdrawn internal thinking process is the strategy for getting what they want. Mm-hmm. And what they want is that wisdom understanding that's going to keep them from whatever they might fear in the future.
And I want to put a special caveat here. Like this is true for, I think, all the types, but like fives is a good display. Like this internal focus, this gathering all of the information for myself, there are a lot of fives in the world who are very inquisitive, interested people. They ask you a lot of questions. They want to know a lot of things about your job, your life, your whatever. Like there are a lot of fives who are very good at being engaged with other people. And it's still the case that their own stuff is mostly internal.
Right.
They are gathering information from you. It's not that they don't care about you, but it's not that they don't care about, like, it's not that they're not internally processing. It's that they're gathering information. And there, you will usually find with fives, even if they are really good at being in conversation like that, they're not sharing as much of themselves as they are wanting to get from you, because they are internally referenced.
Yeah, at points, like I've seen this in recent conversations with my youngest child, who likewise is, you know, future planning. And what was your story about going to college? And I'll start saying, well, here are the things that I thought about, and this is where I stumbled here, and this is what I did here. And there are points where you can see his mind shut off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Partially because I'm no longer speaking to the things that he's concerned about for himself.
Yep.
And that's exactly right. This is not useful information necessarily for the decisions that I might need to make.
Right.
Fours, likewise, that withdrawn internal feeling is how they get what they want.
Right. And spending the energy sort of focused on their own feeling about things. I have noticed that It's unfair to say that fours are self-centered, but it is not untrue to say that fours talk about themselves a lot.
Right.
And that's because their internal process is about themselves.
Right.
They are internally processed. And even the fours who aren't sharing anything, part of why they're not sharing is because you couldn't possibly understand. Who could possibly understand the depth of what is going on inside of them?
Energy is aimed at self-understanding. Mm-hmm. And that's how you're going to, again, address the shame. Your stance, right. your entire stance is, what is the tool that's going to give me self-understanding such that I can navigate the shame that I feel?
Right.
And that, it as you were saying, it may come across as very self-focused, et cetera. But mm-hmm. the problem at hand is finding myself in the world. And
right.
It, you know?
Right. And with this all-pervasive undercurrent of the reality that I am uniquely different from everyone else in the world, how do I find my place?
Yeah. Yeah. What is my significance is mm-hmm. going to be the motive of the four.
Yeah.
Bang. Nines. Again, you'll need to tease this out, but our internal doers often withdrawing to do that doing. So what do you see there?
Yeah. We gather information from other people. We gather, like, it is often the case that nines are asking for what other people think we should do in order to understand more clearly what we think we should do, because we're the ones who are going to decide. And if that internal reference means that I won't do it unless I decide that it's the right thing to do, that it's the right thing for me. Mm. And I think a lot about that, that sort of game where you're trying to decide between two things and someone says, I give you, like, here's the answer. But the only reason they offered the answer is because you know right away whether or not that was the thing that you actually wanted. Like, that is part of how nines are working. We are internally referenced. So when we are gathering information in that way, we're really just trying to make sure that we know how we feel about it. We know what is in our body, our gut, to decide how to move. And realistically, we're usually not sharing it. Like, that is a big part of internal reference for fives, fours, fives, and nines, is that it doesn't even occur to us that other people might want or need to know about our internal center, our feelings, our thinking, our doing, our gut. Like, people don't need to know what my gut feeling is all the time. Because I could be wrong. Who knows? It doesn't occur to me that needs to be something that is shared. It doesn't occur to me to tell my wife all of the things that I've done throughout the day until I learn later that she thinks I'm not doing anything. And now I have to backpedal, like, it becomes a whole thing because I have not shared my doing at all. It's always internal.
What I hear there is the step back for autonomy way of being in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you were to share what you're doing with others, they may have demands on you.
Or criticism, or any kind of, like, anything that disagrees with me in any way is disrupting my harmony.
Right. If I don't tell you what I'm doing or even bring it up as a topic worthy of note, then it can be in your purview and no one else's, which gives you the autonomy that you're seeking.
Yep.
You're aiming at a harmonious well-being. You're aiming at keeping your stuff where you want your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And labeling, here's my to-do list. Well, it throws it at you that you're no longer autonomous at that point. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. The quickest way to get me to do someone else telling me to do something is usually the quickest way to get me to not do that thing.
Right.
Because I am internally referenced on my, I will not do it because someone else told me to.
True, a lot of the types, but, you know, for different reasons.
Right.
I suppose.
Right.
That step back for fours, fives, and nines, I think we haven't used that language yet, but that's in terms of their stance, stepping back for attention, stepping back for the information and stability, stepping back mm-hmm. for the autonomy. That's a 4-5-9. It just encapsulates stance real well yeah. there.
We withdraw. It could be we withdraw inside because that's where the reference is anyway. Mm-hmm. It could be a literal physical withdrawal of our presence. It could be an emotional withdrawal, mm-hmm. but it is a step back. It's a withdrawal from.
Yeah, and that's where the overextension comes, I suppose, for nines in the language commonly for nines is there can be this image of wanting to dig a hole so deep that you could just like bury yourself in it as far mm-hmm. down as you can. That's like the severe overstep of internal movement.
Right.
It seems.
I don't need anyone else because I'm internally referenced.
Right.
Yeah.
I suppose all of us, again, stance is one of those places we can get severely off balance. You right. can be way too independent. You can be way too internal. You can be way too external.
Right.
As I have said in the past, I will kill people with my conversation technique because I will really give you like severe energy that's just a flood.
Yeah. Jeff and I have been friends for almost 20 years, and he still does not know that he cannot talk to me before 10 a.m. Like if we run into each other anywhere, he's ready to like get on thing. Like he has stuff to say, and I'm just like politely ignoring him, but still look like I'm engaged because I don't know. I just, yeah. I'm not externally referenced.
Internal doing yep. looks like mm-hmm. I'm going to go over here and make myself espresso while you talk.
Yeah, yeah. That's a thing. And you're going to come with me and you're going to keep talking to me.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to keep talking at me and I'm going to make it look like I'm listening.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to know what I'm actually doing, which is just like mindlessly focus on this espresso making.
ran into my old boss. Was a nine philosophy director, and I have my two puppies. uh-huh. He clearly wants to go. He wouldn't shut up. Actually, he starts meandering, and mm-hmm. I keep external focused. I keep pushing, you know, just topics and things. And I haven't really got to talk philosophy recently. And da 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 da. My new puppy, during our conversation. Mm-hmm. Ate through the leash she had because she wanted to go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
It's great. Yeah.
Love it. So everybody gets to be self-deprecating on these fronts.
It's a thing.
It's permission. You could create a whole Instagram page if you wanted to, out of that sort of stuff.
And for everyone who's hearing this list and arguing about all the good things that come along with being feeling repressed or doing, there are values to this. That's part of why we put this armor on so strongly, because it does something for us.
Yeah.
But it's not always valuable, and it's especially bad if it's the thing in control.
Right.
If you are not in the driver's seat on when and where you engage your feeling center, then you're not in control of it. It is in control of you.
We've done work. I don't know where these are. They're somewhere. Just listen through our catalog. It's somewhere.
Yeah.
But for stance, for the Enneagram itself, wisdom, courage, and moderation are the virtues to really find your healthy stance. Mm-hmm. You need wisdom in how to employ your tactics. You need moderation in employing these tactics. And you need courage, getting your body moving in order to employ these tactics. That's
right.
That's the traditional list of, you know, natural virtues from the Greeks, but it seems to really overlap well here when you're moderate, wise, and courageous. This right. is the way forward.
Yep.
And as Plato showed in the Republic, by the way, when you do that, then you experience the whole life. The full life, the just life. Your life is just as it should be, and he elevates justice as the end that we're all aiming at here.
Yeah.
Ba-dang, ba-dang. There, I got to get my philosophy fix in. That's what I got. That was a ton of information in less than 2 hours.
That's true.
It's the most concise, the most thoroughgoing study on stance, just right there. You and I just banged it out, I bet. Thank you for a press number that I have not done any of the research to let you know that is true, but might be true.
It probably is. It feels right.
Yeah. Take it. Well, hey, we got two things before you take off. One, we love stars. We love anyone that writes a review for us. These are precious to us and just remind us that there are folks who care about the work that we're doing. Subscribe to the podcast. Recommend it to other folks. All of this is just huge for us. TJ and I have two other podcasts, Movie Typing, where we put all of our pop culture deep dives there. Lots of great stuff to listen through, especially as the summer is kicking off. You could get into the groove of Enneagram and summer films. We have a handful of series that are worth jumping into, and we will be adding to that one shortly. But it's a secret what we're doing.
Right? Yeah.
After our Tool series, we have a movie coming up that we're excited about. And our other podcast is Start Here. It's a tool for folks who are trying to find their Enneagram type. Just look for Start Here Enneagram, and or it's in the show notes here. And it's our tool for, again, yeah, finding your type and jumping into the Enneagram world. So I assume if you've gotten this far, you know your type. Hand this off to people that you love. It's a good way to jump in. And that's what I got. You got anything else?
I got nothing.
He's TJ Wilson. He's officially withdrawn, doing... I'm Jeff. And he's officially awesome and appreciated, and his presence matters. And I'm Jeff Cook, and I'm going to get over this silly cold.
One of these days.
One of the...
I just get your life right.
If only I was on more holistic websites in my spare time, then I wouldn't have this cold. And that's how that works. Go. If I voted differently,
yep.
I was a better father and made better recipes for my family.
Yep. All the things. Just get your life right.
But I'm dying of this cold. But despite the fact that I have this cold, who I'm not, a healthy human being, isn't interesting. Isn't that how that works?
Yeah, but you changed the tense or the totally perspective. So.
Despite this cold, I'm Jeff Cook, and who you aren't just isn't interesting. Perfect.